Well, I think it's important. Our good players touch the ball, and he certainly displayed the ability to make plays this year. We feel like with the ball in his hands, he can do really good things, and you know, I think that's been showing up the last few weeks.
When you guys run the Wildcat, the direct snap to Jerick McKinnon, generally good things happen. What do you like about that formation?
Well, it puts a little pressure on the defense. It's like any kind of odd formation. They got to decide how they want to cover down on it, so to speak. And then, you know, we've got a handful of plays that we can get to, runs and passes.
What's different about running that Wildcat direct snap to McKinnon or Asiata and getting, let's say, 4, 5, 10 yards out of it, and running a regular offense and trying to get the same amount of yardage?
Well, the idea is to have an efficient play. And so, you know, if we can find a way to create a run for 4 to 6 yards, and that keeps us on schedule. And, you know, it's a thing where, you know, you're trying to get a few yards, but if they don't play it right and you create another gap by moving the quarterback out, you know, you maybe get an explosive play out of it.
Out of the Wildcat, when you draw up a play with Patterson getting it, then flipping it to the quarterback, Thielen sells run,
right,
catches the safety off guard, zips by him,
right,
pass interference on Jefferson to the goal line. When you draw that play up, like how do you come up with that? What leads to that exact formation and execution?
Well, that's sort of one of the kind of the base passes out of that formation, and so we felt like they were going to defend the run, which they did. We had run a Wildcat play previous to that, and they showed zero pressure, and so that was what we went to next.
What do you like overall about Adam Thielen's game?
Well, I think everything we ask him to do, he does it well. You know, he catches the ball. You know, he gets good matchups, so we're able to throw him the ball, and it seems like every time we go to him, he finds a way to make a big play.
Perfectly thrown and caught by Thielen.
Well, this kid, Adam Thielen, has been an overachiever, made the Vikings practice squad after an open tryout back in 2013.
Off back-to-back 13 reception games and against Patrick Peterson, what type of coverage does Stephon Diggs get in the last game?
Well, we went into it thinking that Peterson would cover him man for man. They changed up a little bit. Every once in a while, they would play zone. You saw the one hook we tried to throw to Cordero where Peterson was covering him. So, you know, it's like anything. They'll change up. But their general plan was to put Peterson on Diggs. And, you know, for the most part, I saw, you know, Diggs, he had some production.
You saw these Lions within the last 3 weeks. Much change to their defense from when you played them in Minneapolis?
Well, we only got one more view of them against Jacksonville. And, you know, similar style. They're very aggressive with their front four. They do a good job of mixing their coverages. They'll play man. They'll play zone. And then they'll bring their pressures. And so, you know, we're going to really have to be on our game in order to move the ball and score points.